galactic inspiration. Let me ask you a question. How do you start a fire? The answer is obviously by bringing another fire, either match or fire lighter. In the same way, how do you love? Krishna, you have to bring love to start your fire of love. Feeling that Krishna loves us, he doesn't despise us, can start our inner fire of bhakti. That other day, when I was still traveling, I met another of my friends who told me a story. He said, "Listen, Sachinandan Swami, the Lord actually loves us, and greater than his love is Radha's love. Let me tell you a well-known story. Once a king brought his young son into the forest. He wanted him to take over the kingdom and thought he needed to train him in using his sword. So he said to his son, "See, there's a lion. You walk under the lion and you challenge him to a fight. I will go in the other direction to hunt some bears. We will meet before sunset here." When the king returned, his son was nowhere to be seen. He was shocked and he told his ministers, "He's the future king, we need him, he's the Yuvaraj. Tomorrow go through the forest and declare to anyone you meet that whoever finds my son, dead or alive, I will give him a village from which he can get the taxes and a large property. He will have to not care for the rest of the life. Everything will be taken care of, his maintenance, by my gift." So one of those people who lived in the forest was a dreaded and feared decoy who had killed many people, and he heard it and he knew the declaration, and he knew the forest like you would know the pocket of your shirt. He went the next morning after being informed, and he actually found the young prince in a cave. He had drunken water and eaten some berries and survived. And the king's son said, "I'm so happy. Can you bring me back to my father?" The dacoit said, "We will see. Tell me what is better for me. If I kill you and take your golden ornaments, or if I go to your father, he might recognize me, or the ministers might recognize me, because I'm the dacoit of this area." "Oh," said the prince, "please don't kill me. I promise my father loves me, and out of his love for me, he will also love you and pardon you." The dacoit was convinced, and he brought the king back to his father. When he entered the palace, everyone was celebrating to see the prince, but was shaking in fear when they saw the dacoit. They went to the king, and the king was crying tears of ecstasy and embraced his son and said, "You are back. Who has found you and guided you to your father's home?" The prince said, "This man is my savior." But when he was finished speaking, the minister leaned over and said into the ear of the king, This is the most feared dacoit. Earlier, you have said that anyone who brings him will get a rich reward. You want to see him executed. And so the king said, I forgive this man. He has taken my son, brought him out of the wilderness to me. I'm ready to forgive all his offenses. And the king's order was followed. The dacoit was richly rewarded. My dear everyone, this story is told to illustrate that Krishna will always love someone who takes his holy name and who chants his name with affection, and his love is such that he is ready to forgive whatever we have done in the past and accept us with open arms. Now, this is Krishna's love. We can't even imagine what is Srimati Radharani's love. I wish you all the best in chanting in the awareness that there are ears which hear your chanting. There are eyes which see you making an effort. And there are hands that are willing to pick you up from this world just because you offer this simple service to the Supreme. See you for next Kartik Inspiration.